Blog Talk Radio.
Love is the message. Hello, everyone. This is Arlene Lewis once again at blogtalkradio.com. And the show is called Hear No Evil. You can call me now at 347-989-0761. We are having some technical difficulties. For some reason, I'm not able to hear people calling in. So your numbers and everything is on the dashboard. However, for some strange apparent reason, we're not able to deal with you. But fortunately, I'm patient and I'm always prepared for problems to exist. But you can call me anyway, 347-989-0761, 347-989-0761. Now, as you know, this is the week of, matter of fact, this is my last, well, actually it's not my last show of the year, but this is my show before Christmas, so I want to hear from you. I know that sometimes you have some things on your chest you want to get off, and there's some people that you want to shout out to for the holidays. Maybe there are some family members that you have not seen in a long time and just want to speak to them. Is there a loved one that is away in a war? and you want to say, I love you? Or do you have someone that you want to tell how they hurt you? Whatever it is, call into the show, and we will get them to listen. And you can also vent. Also, if you want to promote your products, goods, and services for a reasonable fee, contact us at futurenetworkproductions.com and leave your information. Or you can take advantage by emailing me at DarleneReneeLewis@yahoo.com. And for $100, you will be promoted for 2 months on our radio program, and you will get free mention on our television program, Celebrity Showcase, which airs every Wednesday at 6:30 on Time Warner Cable Channel 56, RSN Cable Channel 83, and on the Internet simultaneously every Wednesday at 6:30 at MNN.org on the Lifestyle Channel MNN2. Now, I just want to let you know that the weekly hip-hop magazine, Hip-Hop Weekly, it claims to cover the entire hip-hop culture, did a special exploration of the legendary galleries of hip-hop's greatest photographers, and they're calling it Volume 1. But in particular, I just want to let you know that they finally gave recognition to my friend Ernie P., also known as Ernie Pinacoli, you know, because before there was hip-hop, him and his camera were there, and he shot you, the essence of Ernie Pinacoli. I also have my pooch, poodle, in the studio with me today, so now and then you may hear him barking, giving his 2 cents, because today is Shout It Out Thursday. Give me a call, 347-989-0761, and I definitely will let you get whatever you want off your chest. Yeah, I don't know if you'll be able to call in, but you can try and call in, and hopefully, you know, we'll get to hear what you have to say. I'm feeling Keisha Cole's new record with Nicki Minaj, so I'm going to hit that with you right now. And I'll be right back to talk to you about Ernie Pinacoli later.
About to take over here. for me to come through. I'm shining like my diamond, shining like my purse, shining like my shoes. I've been here on my grind, getting on, and I ain't through.
I love that song, I Ain't Through. So give me my elbow room. Yeah. I don't know, y'all. Keisha came with a banger with that one, especially the rap with Nicki Minaj. You know, I wish people would stop comparing Nicki and Kim. I mean, they're both kind of sexy. They're both talking trash. But at the end of the day, they each got to live. You know, black women have to stop letting publicity pranks and gimmicks mess up their, you know, recording career. You never hear Diana Ross and Gladys Knight going at it. You know what I mean? I mean, it's enough money and enough room out here for everybody. I wish the record industry would knock it off with always promoting nonsense, and the media falls right into it and then picks up with it. That's just how that East Coast, West Coast stupidity came about. Because the media is always trying to keep people fighting as opposed to working together. But on another note, Ernie Panicchioli. Now, I always call him Panicchioli, but it's Panicoli. Now, this was an article written by Deshaun Allah from Hip Hop Weekly, and it says his presence is all-encompassing, all-embracing. His energy is constant flux. His visage is unmistakable, undeniable. His eye is of the eagle in artistic precision. His camera has captured everybody who is anybody in not only the world of hip-hop, but of the universes of music, entertainment, sports, politics, life, and art in general. Before the crack rocks, Ernie Panicoli was there taking snapshots, standing tall, a giant among giants, who's true school and true to art. Panicoli's camera has served him as Kylon cans have served the graph head. Cardboard has served the b-boy, turntables the DJ, and the microphone the MC. He is the native son who illuminated a world with his flashbulb, a First Nations descendant, and one of the first to ever do it. He has walked among and is of the ranks of the hip-hop immortals. That's a lot of pressure to put on one man. I just know him as Ernie P. But I'm going to tell you something. He's more than just a cameraman. I mean, he's an artist. He's an activist. He's intelligent. He knows his history. He's very, very, very close to his culture. Korean Indian. I think there's a sprinkle of Italian in there somewhere. And somewhere down the line, he got some African wisdom. I don't know where, but he's been around some smart people, and he's turned into a griot of some sort. So you guys, try to check him out. Check out the magazine, Hip Hop Weekly. And also, get some of Ernie's books. Ernie, if it wasn't for Ernie, I wouldn't even know about LULU.com, which is a publishing site which allows you to do print-on-demand books. And he has about 9 or 10 books on Lulu.com. I have one of them. It before the end of next year, I'll have all of them. I just have to sit my butt down and focus on purchasing. I'm so busy promoting my books. But Ernie is somebody that I've known since 1985 or 86. I believe I met him in 85 or 86. I know he was a cameraman for several magazines, Word Up, Rap Masters, Hype Hair. He's been working with a lot of the legends. A lot of his photos you'll see in magazines when artists first came out. But a lot of people really, really, really should get together and come up with a museum and put his magazines and his artwork in there, because his photography captures you. I mean, I like a lot of photographers out there. Ronnie Wright, you know, he was around taking a lot of pictures behind the scenes. Greg, Bruce Moore, Malcolm Pinckney, Kenyatta. You know, a lot of photographers were out there, but Ernie has always been representative of the culture of hip-hop. You got Joe Conzo, who was out there shooting the Crash Crew, but Ernie has been there for more than just hip-hop. But in regards to hip-hop, Ernie is the hip-hop photographer. There is no other person that can say that they were there in the beginning of any and every recording artist that ever existed that became mainstream or even underground. Ernie's always been there. When Ralph and I were at various hip-hop events, you see Ernie there with his camera. So as far as I'm concerned, Ernie is the official hip-hop photographer. Now, the Hip Hop Weekly promotes other photographers that probably made a dent on the West Coast, but Ernie's international. So try to get his books at lulu.com/Ernie Pinacoli. And you spell his name ErniePanicCioli. You can Google him. And believe me, you will not be dissatisfied. I shall return.
Please don't stop the music.
till I get my money right. I had a dream.
Yeah. I'm back. Listen, I'm 8 minutes out. Tonight's show is only going to be a half an hour, but if you have something you want to get off your chest or shout me out, wish me Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, the number is 347-989-0761. Just to let you know that the Literary Ladies Tour has begun. We have 2 book signings in Manhattan. We have 1 in the Bronx, and our next one will be at Lawndell's in Harlem. I believe it's in 3 weeks, and then we're probably going to try and hit up a few local stores in the Bronx and in Manhattan, and then we're off to Jersey, and then we're moving down to Delaware, then we'll hit Maryland, D.C., V.A., then we'll probably run through North Carolina, South Carolina, and then we'll end up at Atlanta. You'll see us on the Monique Show sometime next year. Hopefully that goes through well. But keep your toes and your fingers crossed for that, because once that happens, I will believe that it's really happening. The Literary Ladies Tour, like I said, is a group of ladies that are spreading literacy across America. And you can find out more about the Literary Ladies Tour by going to futurenetworkproductions.com. If you're interested in promoting on our radio program for 2 months, it's only a mere $100. That's right. And we will also promote your videos and your products on our television program for free. So go to futurenetworkproductions.com to get involved with that. We are reaching out to poets, singers, rappers, magicians, comics, producers, dancers, models. Take advantage of the opportunities that we have. And our celebrity showcases will begin soon. Yes, we're going to come back. We've been on a hiatus for about a year. But we will be promoting talent in clubs, and also we will have people in the music industry that are looking for talent. They will be in the audience judging, critiquing, and possibly signing people up. So get yourself together and get at me. Call me now, 347-989-0761. When the show ends, you can always email us at info@futurenetworkproductions.com.
Maybe we could take a little walk. Maybe we could take a little walk. Maybe you're here, I'm here. I really dig your company. Your style, your smile, your peace mentality. Lord, have mercy on me. I would die now, I can see what a king's supposed to be. Baby, I feel free. Take a long walk around the park after dark. Find a spot for us to fall. Conversation, verbal elation, stimulation. Share out situation, temptation, education, relaxation, meditation. Maybe we can talk about your vibe. 3118. Your background ain't Greek clean. Sometimes you don't gotta swim upstream. You ain't a saint.
Take a look.